This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. I hope you're ready to add some songs to your favorites playlist because it's time for our April New Music Roundup. If you're new to this monthly segment, this is where we share recommendations and notes on recent releases by artists either based in or from St. Louis. Today, we have someone who's not new to our show, but this is his first time as a New Music Roundup selector, and that someone is Larry Morris, Director of Programs and Partnerships at the Kranzberg Arts Foundation. Welcome.
It's always good to be here.
And Maya Norfleet, St. Louis on the Air producer, our monthly new music show originator and OG picker, is here as always. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
Now, before we get started, a quick note. Everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. Before we get to these artists, they have something in common, and it is that they are part of the Maddie 2026 lineup. So, Larry, you are very much involved with this. How do you all decide who makes it on this playlist?
It all ties back to the St. Louis Songbook. Mm-hmm. We're very big at making sure that we acknowledge our West African roots through the Caribbean, up through New Orleans, Mississippi, to St. Louis. And St. Louis has had so much of a fingerprint on music in America, from Miles Davis with blues, with jazz, you know, Albert King with the blues, Chuck Berry with rock and roll. That is always the crux and the epicenter of how these decisions are made around the festival. So American music is St. Louis music, if you really think about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is that's a great way to introduce our first song. This is Forever Young by Brian Owens and Thomas Owens and Michael McDonald and Dylan McDonald.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. Climb on every rung and may you stay forever young. Forever young. Forever young. May you stay forever. Always know the truth, see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong. May you stay.
And that is Brian Owens and Thomas Owens and Michael McDonald and Dylan McDonald with Forever Young.
I love this song. I really love this whole project, Duets with Dads. We had Brian and his dad, Thomas, on to talk about this right before it came out. And I mean, I was drawn to this, not saying, I'm guessing Michael McDonald will not be making a special appearance, but I love that relationship, hearing the relationship between these fathers and their sons. And just the way that they like chose this cover to express that love for each other. So I just enjoyed that.
Larry, will Michael McDonald be making an appearance?
I can say yes or no.
He's going to be there to
find
out.
Might be a possibility.
Just come to Maddie and support. You never know what you may get. It's always a good experience.
Yes.
The next song comes from Ida Adeh featuring Maven Lee. This is Always Be the Fool.
Anybody else, but I am
And that is Ida Adeh featuring Maven Lee with Always Be the Fool.
And it's great. Looking at her on this lineup, she's probably one of the three artists that I hear a lot about in this city. Mm-hmm. She is really the excitement about her career trajectory and her growth and her music is palpable in this city. She's a phenomenal vocalist, phenomenal performer, and yes, just so rooted in St. Louis. So I'm a fan.
Yeah. I've seen Ida perform a couple of times now about that City Winery, and then more recently at the Free For All showcase last year. And I mean, those were both just kind of like her doing her thing, and her doing her thing is always a great time. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, she's one of those artists that sound just as good, if not better, live than she did what you just heard over the air just now.
Yeah, and I've seen her improve over time, yes, on the stage, which, mm-hmm, is great. And there's another family connection here. Maven Lee and Ida Adeh are cousins.
Yeah.
So moving to the next song, this is one that's called Love Don't Cost a Thing, and this is by AJ McQueen.
When I first laid eyes, I was mesmerized. This revolutionary love should be televised. It's deeper than Martin Gina, not quite Ike and Tina. I'm thinking more brown sugar, cause your love way sweeter. You put a Jones in my bones, huh? Do they call you Nina? Is your name Yemi? No, it's definitely Oshun. Wanna be in your space, I'm attracted to your moon. Like how you shine through the dark, your melanin light rooms. I like watching you bloom. Wanna get lost in your flowers. I don't do small talk, let's big talk for hours. They throw away the love, but I go to war for hours. Me and you against the world, we can't lose if God got us. When we out, they spot us. Our vibe gravitational. Been thinking legacy, yeah, I'm talking generational. I speak your love language, let's get conversational. With you, I see my future, and it's sensational. If love don't cost a thing, why I spend my whole day thinking about your vibe and the things that you say. When you come around, you make everything okay. I don't care how much it costs, I'll spend it all today. If love don't cost a thing, why I spend my whole night thinking about your touch, how you make me feel light. This world treat me wrong, but you make it alright. I don't care how much it costs, cause you worth the whole price.
Real. And that is AJ McQueen with Love Don't Cost a Thing.
I'm getting more hip to AJ McQueen myself. I was excited to see him on the lineup because I was like, oh, I've been hearing so much about him. I haven't seen him perform live at all yet. Mm. So this Maddie will be the first time I get to see him live on stage. But when I listen to hip hop specifically, I'm listening for the references that like kind of catch my attention. And the reason why I like this song, whenever a rapper says her and third, I'm like, yes, you better represent St. Louis without even saying it. But then also he references Orishas, which are like West African deities. When he said like Oshun and Yemaya, I was like, AJ, what do you know? Tell me more. So those like type of like cultural references, and like Larry, you know, introduced to us about how like American music is black music, is St. Louis music. I was like, yes, that's exactly what AJ does in this song. Mm-hmm.
The timing of hearing this song for me, I have a personal anniversary tomorrow of the first time I met my husband.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm, hearing some of these lyrics, and especially the Let's Big Talk for Hours.
I'm sure you and your husband have the biggest talks.
He's a great person to talk to.
The largest brains, the two smartest people I know. Yeah, there's no small talk in your household at all.
So I appreciate how this all this came about at just the right time. Again, that's Love Don't Cost a Thing by AJ McQueen. Our next song is from Tef Ho, Rockwell Knuckles, and B Magic. This is God Forsaken.
I was down bad, God forsaken in the trap. In the smoking hell, there was no vaping in the trap. In the sick and tired of these little rappers, they faking all they stat. Lou God, I put it on me, I've been worldwide and getting respect. I used to wonder what it really took to make a stack. Full of hunger, white castles, and all I need a double stack. Praying when I'm all alone, like that's gonna bring my brothers back. I can't help it if I'm selfish, I need my no double back. They was popping at the popo, I do Purgis in your dick. Now no Trump ain't gonna do nothing but send kids to die, you dick. At the dollar store with a sick, I cashed out on both of her wigs. I came up out of the dust, why would I care if she ain't sincere? Stunt so hard that everybody see it, she doing so bad like it's diarrhea. That's when I'm pounding up gas. Cause that's the sound of the trap. There's some felons in the kitchen and some pounds in the bag.
We don't wait to make it, God forsaken in the trap though. God forsaken in the trap. We don't wait to make it, God forsaken in the trap though. Breaker told me it ain't where you're from.
and that is Godforsaken by Tuff Poe, Rockwell Knuckles, and B Magic.
Yeah, that's a legendary lineup.
Yes.
From Tef and his activism and his fingerprint on hip hop in St. Louis. Rockwell Knuckles is personally my favorite rapper from St. Louis.
Same.
I am a fan of Rockwell. Rockwell has been cooking for years. And B Magic, we kind of grew up together. He's at the forefront of battle emceeing. He's considered one of the legends.
Oh.
He's phenomenal. So to have them all on the track together, this is St. Louis to the fullest.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that Tef does similarly to what T-Dub-O did last year at Maddie, where it was kind of like bringing all the homies on stage. Like Larry said,
yes.
Like they have been rocking with each other for years, decades, probably at this point now.
Over.
Yes. So when I see like songs with all these artists that I've heard of and they're doing their thing together, I'm like, okay, so now with Maddie, are you going to bring all these people out? I hope so.
The flow with this and hearing this like in the car, I had to turn this up. There's no way you can listen to
bass
this
bumping.
On low volume.
Yes.
It put a little spring in my step and definitely a lot of bass in the car. Our next song comes to us from another name that is very well known here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
That's Black Spade and Stefan Ringer. This is Yours. And that's Black Spade and Stefan Ringer with Yours. And that is Y-O-U-R-Z-Z-Z.
I'm surprised you didn't say Zed.
It sounds weird to say Zed. I think that letter in isolation is fine as Zed, but not three in a row.
Yeah, Black Spade is now deity level of music in St. Louis. Black Spade and Lamar Harris represent two individuals that have done so much in our music scene and mentored so many of our young artists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Black Spade is more than just St. Louis. To Serve With Love is one of my favorite albums ever. And just to see him still doing it is amazing because he's still really good.
Yeah.
And he's always, like Larry just said, he helps, like, mentor a lot of emerging artists. I see Black Spade at shows in the crowd just as much as I see him on stage performing. And he'll just like be in the cut, just watching and supporting. I'm like, everyone sees you, sir. We all know who you are. You are a legend.
To the whole song, there's this like cosmic vibe to it.
So
that
groovy.
I love. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say you got your move and now, yes, sir.
He's one of the best at it.
The Perkinoff Brothers is also on the list for Maddie, formerly known as Music at the Intersection, for those who may not be familiar. This is their song, Hang On.
Feel is breaking, it's not what you said. Started shaking, get back in bed, get back in bed. Stuck in my head.
That's the Pernikoff brothers with Hang On.
Yes, this lineup introduced me to this act. I had not heard of them before, even though they've been around for a while now. They kind of put me in mind of Mute Math, if you're familiar with that, kind of that literally is a similar sound. Not exactly the same, but I was drawing those parallels. And I don't know if anyone else is like the type of music nerd that I am. Like when I see a festival lineup, I immediately start making playlists of the music that I'm hearing that I like of that artist. And then I'm like secretly hoping that they play it because now I'm obsessed with this song. That's the exact experience for Hang On by Pernikoff Brothers that I have. Mm-hmm. Where like I heard this song and I'm like, I love it. And now I'm going to play it over and over. And I might even get sick of it, but not yet. Definitely not until probably well after the festival. And even then, I'm going to find a new song with theirs that I love.
Mm-hmm. And there, you were mentioning that they've been around for a while, right? Yeah,
they've been around for a while. And I mean, it represents what you're saying about the diversity we think of about this lineup, mm-hmm. right? You know, festivals should be a little bit of a discovery, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, if everybody you know is your favorite act, it's not the same as going when I saw Lettuce at Lou Fest. Mm-hmm. I never forget that. I was like, what is this band? You know? But it's great to have that diversity.
Yeah. Something that is sounding a little bit different is Indigo. And this is from Enoch Ravi and the Indigenous Groove. Enoch Ravi and the Indigenous Groove. This song is called Indigo. Mm-hmm. That's N-D-G-O.
Right. Enoch is another legend who's been around for a long time, so I have a little bit of a story. Back in the day when things didn't close at midnight and 1 a.m., on South Grand, he would have these world music parties. Mm. And I can't remember the name of the restaurant. It's not too far from Wyoming and Grand. Okay. It was so tight in there, but it was so many people just vibing. He kind of introduced me to that world eclectic sound. And he plays instruments. He's one of the DJs in residence at Sophie's. Mm-hmm. He's somebody you need to see because if you just want vibes, this is what you're going to get from Enoch. And he's been doing it great for years. Mm-hmm. Years.
The way that sounds, like what you described in the scene, that music is, it immediately, it resonates. Like it matches with what that would feel like to be in a small space.
Yeah.
But for everybody to be sort of on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. So.
I like the Afro jazz fusion of this sound. I remember seeing a DJ set of his at last year's Maddie. I caught the tail end of it and I'm like, okay, he's DJing, but I see this djembe, this like West African drum, and there's a horn on stage. What's going on in here? And I was mad at myself that I missed half of his set. So I'm excited to see him back. Is he going to be DJing this time?
I believe that's what it's going to be.
Good.
With some of these artists, they're so eclectic. You never know.
They do it all.
They do it all. And that's what makes St. Louis a special place, because these artists are multi-level, multi-talented, multi-instrumentalists. We can go all directions with them.
All the hyphens.
Well, the other thing that we have with Maddie and also with St. Louis is people who have been playing music together for a long time, and in many cases, who've known each other for even longer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the case with Illphonics,
yes.
Which, Larry, you're a part of. Mm-hmm. Let's have a listen to Kobe to give us a sense of the music that you all have made together.
And if you're eating, feed your homies, show them. And if you're street, G, cook only, solid. And you would get me smart, brody, only. Find a passion, start deep zoning, going. Breathe, focus, cease, keep moaning. It won't be easy as we notice. So work on and dig deep for it. So you got a vision, keep on it. Hold up. Raise your glass to the boss type. Yeah. To my folks who about that life, no games and not hype. Fall back, you a shit starter. Yeah. Microwave causing disorder, dirty like dishwater. You a cheater, we don't want it. Joseph, artificial, yeah, we notice.
Bonus.
Not in your interest to sleep on them.
Focus.
I stay ahead, one up on ya, Kobe.
You gotta get up, get off, work on it, go get it, get it. You gotta take your shot, ain't nobody gonna give it, give it. Don't let
Come
it fade
on. You
away.
Got the ball, play. You control your destiny.
Don't let it fade
Listen.
Away.
The closed mouth never gets
and
fed. Can be the horse with the stick, don't matter if they're
just
dead. Pick and choose what you fight for. Some battles ain't worth having, everything ain't worth your life for. But no matter, keep your
And that's Kobe by Illphonics. This features Lamar Harris on horns, right?
I'm one of his proteges too.
So Lamar is part of the lineup for Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
What will he be doing this year?
And that's the thing that makes this fun with this festival. You just don't know, you know. A lot of these artists can do, Lamar can do big band. He can do jazz trio. He's a DJ. You know, he can get on stage with us and play as an instrumentalist. You just don't know. And I think that's what makes Maddie so great, is that you just don't know what you're going to get, because our platform allows for people to really express themselves how they feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it sounds like it is also an opportunity for people to get back together and to be doing something that maybe they haven't been doing for a while, maybe have taken a break. And Illphonics is also coming back together to produce music, right?
Yes, yes. They're my brothers. We never completely disconnected, but we just had different parts of our life where we were exploring, you know, whatever was in front of us. But, you know, I think in the last year or so, the conversation about what does it look like to do this? Because think about it, for about 17 years, we were together all the time performing. And so there's an excitement to get back, and now seeing younger artists come along saying, we remember hearing you, or seeing fans, people I don't know, come up to me like, so when is Illphonics doing something? I'm like, okay, maybe it's time.
Yeah. I remember the first time I heard Illphonics was my freshman year. It was like welcome weekend or something like that. And I was like, oh man, this is college. This is great. We got just like, they're good, they're great. Oh man, what the heck? And then here y'all are. I didn't realize it was that dang on long. When you said it, I was like, oh my God, math.
Yeah.
Time be flying.
Now you're grown.
Yeah, we joked about it a little bit before the show. I said it's the longest relationship I've had. So 20 years.
Many people are happy to enjoy what comes out of that relationship.
Sure.
Larry Morris is Director of Programs and Partnerships at the Kranzberg Arts Foundation, and Maya Norfleet, a St. Louis on the Air producer and new music show originator. Thank you both for talking local music with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And remember, all the tracks we played can be found on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. and leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.